Later, when the light went long and gold through the oak, the student sat between the mouse and the raccoon, both numbers in her notebook. "I wanted one perfect number," she admitted. "It felt like the real answer would be exact, and you're telling me there isn't one? That every measurement has a doubt baked in?" Whiskers smoothed her whiskers. Thumb tucked his clever paws behind his back. Neither rushed. "When I was small, faking exact felt safe," Whisker said. "A number with a doubt sounded weak, like I didn't know. But it's the opposite. 8.7 give or take 20 centimeters means I know exactly how well I know. The fake exact 8.731, that's the one that doesn't know what it's doing." "And a good about isn't giving up either," Thumb added. "About 9 meters from a ruler I carry and trust. That's a real measurement, done in 10 seconds, honest about its own roughness. The only bad guess is the one that pretends it isn't a guess." "Alone," Whisker went on, "I might have had you think honesty means always measuring fine, tiny doubts, tightest tools. Thumb might have had you think it means quick, rough guesses everywhere. But together," she looked at the raccoon, "we show you the real thing. Honesty isn't about how fine you measure. It's about always saying how sure you are, rough or fine, about or give or take, never faking a certainty you don't have." The student looked at her two honest numbers, the rough one and the fine one, each wearing its doubt out loud. "So there was never an exact answer to chase," she said. "There was just a choice. How sure do I need to be? And then an honest number to match." "Every real measurement anyone ever made," said Whisker and Thumb together, softly. And the three of them sat under the oak, that was honestly about 9 meters, give or take. And something in the student went quiet and settled and glad, the relief of setting down a perfect number that had never existed, and picking up instead the far kinder, far stronger thing, a number and the truth about how well she knew it.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Whisker and Thumb. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.